you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Inside Nationwide Arena, we almost witnessed one of the greatest comebacks in NCAA tournament history. Now it's time for Sound Off to keep the excitement going. I mean, they can try. I'm not there. But let's sound off.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
No Mr. Sound Off tonight. Scott Sipker is in for John Sears, who is making the long drive back from Columbus, where he saw a game that is hard to believe.
That first half and the second half, the dichotomy there, it is hard to believe. I mean, how did Iowa come out with such energy in that second half? That was really impressive.
It was impressive. We'll get to all of it. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. The hot topic is the Hawkeye exit after that epic comeback falls just short in overtime.
Iowa lost to Tennessee 83-77, but damn, what an effort. Sound off, 515-282-9010.
The Hawkeyes won over fans while losing a game. The past two times Iowa reached the round of 32, the Hawks were knocked out by 19. In the first half against talented Tennessee, 19 appeared a low side guess. Iowa looked lost, the Vols found. Tennessee led by 25. Iowa needed late free throws to cut the deficit to 21. Everyone from Charles Barkley to Gnarls Barkley read Iowa's obituary. Even loyal Hawk fans questioned everything from Iowa's athleticism to Fran McCaffrey's acumen. And then something splendid happened, something surprising, something fans won't forget. Iowa fought back. Not half-hearted, Balls Marie. The Hawks rattled the Vols into unraveling. Iowa forced the most unlikely overtime I've ever seen. Tennessee won, Iowa lost, but the all-heart Hawks went down swinging. Fran McCaffrey has faults, don't we all? But I thought McCaffrey coaching Iowa to the comeback win over Cincinnati was his best game at Iowa. This follow-up only reinforced that there is potential for growth, even in year 9, even at age 59. To quote modern-day philosopher Frank Garza, you gotta let the peacock fly. The Hawkeyes flew, even in defeat.
We're all aware of the controversy brewing in Lincoln, Nebraska. Something unthinkable, unimaginable, inconceivable. This came out of the mouth of Michael Bublé.
And your football program, oh boy. I'm not just saying that. I know it wasn't him. It was a tough year. But Coach Frost is going to take this thing, maybe not next year, but the year after, you are going to be bad, badasses. You know that. So suck on that, Iowa!
This means war. You want Iowa to suck it? Why don't you suck it, Michael Bublé? Wait, is this reality? Did Michael Bublé just tell Iowa to suck it?
So suck on that, Iowa!
How dare you, Bublé? Bublé, look at me. Let me tell you this in terms you can understand. Picking Nebraska over Iowa is like picking Hanson over Frank Sinatra. Roll that video again, please.
But Coach Frost is going to take this thing, maybe not next year, but the year after.
Whoa.
You are going to be bad.
Whoa, hold up. Did he just pander to the crowd with a maybe not this year, but the year after that? Your pandering is worse than your Christmas album, Michael Bublé. Whoa, I'm sorry, I need to check myself because I love Michael Bublé. I have got all his albums and I saw him perform in 2006. Sure, I was the only person there under the age of 60, but it was still a jive time. I'm so disappointed in Bublé. He used to be one of my favorite Canadians behind Sasquatch and Avril Lavigne. But he just dropped all the way down the list to behind every Canadian goose I've ever seen. Michael Bublé, we all know you've built your career on your loose resemblance to the legend Andy Fales. Sure, Andy's wife only married him because of this resemblance, but you, sir, owe the great state of Iowa a lot better. Michael Bublé, there's only one way to remedy this misplaced insult, and that is to set up a concert in Iowa asking for forgiveness, and you must insult the Huskers. Which, believe me, is really easy. Lastly, the accent on the end of your name, it's dumb. So suck on that, Bublé.
So with the NCAA tournament going on, you chose to focus on Michael Bublé pandering to a crowd in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Not my fault. He did it. What am I supposed to do? Just let that go unchecked?
I miss
yours. Gotta check him.
Chad is in Des Moines. Chad, that Hawkeye effort today to come back from 25 down. And we should tell everybody we're very limited in the amount of highlights we can show here, but we will use all of our allotted time. Chad, what did you think?
Yeah, fellas. So I'm just a big Iowa State fan. The colors black and yellow and the word Fran McCaffrey or name makes my blood boil, but just had to give a shout out to him. I found myself rooting for him today, and they played hard and represented Iowa well, and proud of him, and Iowa State didn't do that, so oh well.
Thanks for the call. Scott, what surprised me here in this game, as we'll swing it over to Jerry in Des Moines, this Iowa just looked totally mismatched in the first half. Looked slow, didn't look like the Hawkeyes could rebound. I just did not expect in any way, shape, or form that Iowa would get back in this game. I was stunned.
Yeah, I wish, I hope someday a video leaks of whatever Fran McCaffrey said in that locker room at halftime, because it must have been like William Wallace level.
Jerry, what did you think of the effort by the Hawkeyes?
Well, I thought it was a good second half, but the problem was, why wasn't there still time on the clock on the regulation? That guy called timeout right in front of that referee.
Well, he got to it very late. I mean, it was a really late signal from Wieskamp. I mean,
it really wasn't too much time left.
Right.
Still, they should have went and reviewed it and took a look at it.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, you probably could argue that nuance, but you know what? Under a second left, it'd be tough to you think that anything would come of that, but it could.
It looked like maybe a half second or so, but the key, the moment I thought Iowa might beat Tennessee is, remember when Jordan Bohannon had the wide open three? He had so long
yes.
He could think about it, and I thought, boy, if that goes in, these fans cheering at the front row, they're going to blow the roof off the front row. Because that was the moment. Tennessee was wobbling, confidence waning, and it did not go down. But what an effort from the Hawks. It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges. Now, AJ in Beaverdale says thin-skinned Bradley head coach Brian Wardle looks like David Wallace on The Office.
Wow.
Tiny Ref.
Yeah, that's a winner.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. Mike W. in Des Moines, Iowa women's assistant basketball coach Jan Jensen, the former Bulldog, looks like financial guru Susie Orman. Is it Orman?
Yes, it is.
Orman?
It's Orman, yes.
Okay, he thinks they might be twins and don't know it. Tiny Ref, do they look alike? Man, viewers getting it done.
Guys, just once, I'd like this time of the year to pass without any talk of a coach going someplace we'd rather he didn't go. Oh, man, we were all so close this time. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of Knockout, One Must Go, Bill Murray Movies. Bill was here at the NCAA Tournament Thursday.
So many great Murray movies and Murphy-like movies. But one of these has to go. Caddyshack, Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day. Which Murray movie? do you knock out?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to knock out Ghostbusters.
What?
Yeah.
No. It's Stripes.
Of these four?
Stripes is a good, solid start, but that ending is awful. The other one are three complete movies.
It's not awful. It doesn't equal the first hour of the movie.
After you go back and watch.
It goes to, Urban Assault Vehicle. It fades a little bit, but when it's funny, it's really funny. There's something bugging Andy that has also often bugged Scott.
Is this about people's misuse of the word unbelievable, Keith?
No.
Oh. Then it must be about Nebraska.
Yes.
As of now, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Fred Hoiberg, so I'm speculating on rumors. And to those rumors, I say, oh, Fred, no, not Nebraska. Finding a flaw in you has always been like finding a mustache in Amish country, but this would change all that. Basketball at Nebraska has always been the sporting equivalent of the hot dog at Fleming Steakhouse. You were a resounding success at Iowa State. You've got NBA credentials. The world is your oyster, and you're going to settle on a bad clam? I know. Your grandfather once coached there. Well, my grandfather once used an outhouse, but that doesn't make me want to ditch my indoor plumbing. Cyclone fans say, hey, we've got a great coach and we want you to be happy. But if you believe they'll actually be happy, then you need more time at that vacation house in Minnesota. Cyclone fans will be worse at faking a smile than Eddie when I took him to that parade that didn't throw candy. This state has always loved you, Fred, unconditionally. But we never dreamed that this might become one of the conditions, you know? I mean, you know how it goes, Fred. When your kid is little, you say, hey, you can do whatever you want in life. But later, they want to major in ceramics and marry a hipster who's into fencing and rides a unicycle. Suddenly, you need to go back on that word. You're an Iowan, Fred. The first three digits of your Social Security don't mean squat. This could take some time. Please give that to us. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Does Mark Freund's oversized road trip sweatshirt make an appearance in Who's in Your Five? Maybe, maybe not.
Is he wearing an XL?
It's a double X. Plus more live calls.
He's like a medium or a small.
515.
Why? XL.
282.
Mark, call in.
9010. David Green tweets to @SoundOff13, took Twitter off while away on vacation. Please catch me up on where we are on the following. Pro or con? Prom? Are we still surprised 18 to 23-year-olds aren't inconsistent and have off nights? Dolph in or out of the doghouse?
B. McCool tweets, Charles Barkley spoke too soon. That was the best second half I've ever seen the Hawkeyes play. Even the buzzer beaters weren't as good as this game.
Who's in your five? Road trip photos from John Sears and Trent Reichs in Columbus, Mark Freund and Sam Lozada in Tulsa. We start with number five. Sam and Mark arrive at the BOK Center, or as Mark called it in his oversized sweatshirt, the Box Center.
Man, we're really leaning into this guy right now, aren't we?
Number four, Sears loves ice cream.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does, man. Number three, Sam finds a cheesesteak the size of his head. And he has a big head.
That looks disgusting. Oh.
Number two, Sam joins another CrossFit class, this one in Tulsa.
Wait, how are these back-to-back photos? He's eating a sandwich the size of his head, then he's at CrossFit?
Well, yeah, you eat the cheesesteak, then you need to work out. And number one, I love this photo, and here's why. This fan thinks that Sears is Todd McShay. So he's so excited to ask Todd McShay to pose for this photo. And he's going to get back and show it to somebody. They're going to be like, who's that? I think that might be Mr. Soundoff in Iowa. All right, let's get back to the calls. Becky's in Bondurant. Becky, Cyclone basketball. Iowa State exiting in the first game. of the NCAA tournament against Ohio State. Your thoughts?
Well, it really bothered me. What I wanted to comment was what Andy Fales. If Fred Hoiberg goes to Nebraska and he does well, and Steve Prohm has this soap opera again, I mean, it's not going to be good for Steve Prohm. And it's not. I mean, I love Fred Hoiberg, so I will be rooting for. I mean, it's just going to be a bad situation. And also, next year, Fran McCaffrey will have two sons playing for him. If they don't do well, then the Hawkeyes fans will be all. So next year should be really, really interesting.
It will be interesting.
And people also should. I think we forget that Fred Hoiberg's team weren't. They didn't lack drama either.
And exited against UAB.
Yes, they did.
After winning the Big 12 tournament, right? Teresa in West Des Moines. Hawkeye women are on to the Sweet 16, and I expect they're going to be joined in the Sweet 16 by the Cyclone women after the game tomorrow night. Your thoughts?
Yes. I just wanted to have kudos out to the Lady Hawks. They've had a fantastic year this year, and so happy that they're moving on to the Sweet 16. It was just such a fun time watching them.
Glad to hear you call in, and it's good to see the support the Hawkeye women have. They don't always have the kind of support the Cyclone women have, which is top three attendance nationally. But on Friday, Carver Hawkeye had the biggest crowd of any game that day.
Yeah, really impressive. Love seeing the support they're getting.
Next, which Bill Murray did viewers knock out? Plus, Scott and I face off next. Sound Off is live. One had to go. Bill Murray movies.
And it is Stripes. Oh. That's a fact, Jack.
These younger people must not have seen Stripes.
No, just YouTube it, the best parts, get the quotes.
Oh, boy. Time for something we call Face Off, I guess because you can see both our faces. Scott, one benefit of the Iowa State and Iowa men bowing out is the women receive much more deserved attention. Hawkeyes in the Sweet 16, Cyclones should join them soon.
Yeah, heck yeah. Women's sports here in Iowa, they're important at the youth level, the high school level, college level. These women are really making our state proud. Friday night, the Cyclones just didn't have it.
Nope. Not,
the effort was there, the execution was not, and the Cyclones took it real hard.
Yeah, all the tears in that Cyclone locker room should remind all of us, though we may take a loss hard, too hard, no one cares more than the players and coaches.
Yeah, not even close.
Tip of the cap to Iowa Event Center, Wells Fargo Arena, Ketch Des Moines, and Drake University.
Cheers.
For raising the bar of hosting the NCAA tournament. Des Moines did so well, Reggie Miller said the tourney should be here in Des Moines every year.
Best city in the world.
Yep.
I'm a little biased. I'm very proud, and I'm lucky to live here. And also, Keith, shout out to Kirkwood, national champions. Represent.
Yeah, way to go. Nicely done, Kirkwood.
Cale Sanderson kept the Penn State dynasty rolling as expected.
Yep.
But how about Iowa's Spencer Lee and UNI's Drew Foster bringing home the national championship?
Lee lost three times this season, but that guy knows how to turn it on when it matters most. And Foster, my goodness, what a story. He did not win a state championship in high school. He is now a national champion. First national champion at UNI in nearly two decades. Over under, NCAA tournament office pools, overrated, picking underdogs, underrated, picking favorites, but man, how close was Duke?
Oh,
Duke was
UNC
on the brink.
And Taco, what about that guy? Man, he's a wonder to watch, but I'm happy to see Duke go on because Zion is something else.
Did you see how small Zion looked next to
Taco? Yes, compared.
It's crazy.
And Zion's a big guy.
Speaking of big
Shut
guys.
Your mouth, old Murph and Sears. I don't want to see no tears. Sound off. 1 minute. Sound off. 1 minute.
Oh, man. Somebody needs to write him better material.
Yeah. Well, he does the best he can, like you. Bridget in Urbandale. Welcome to Sound Off.
I'm right here.
Hi there. I just wanted to give a shout out to Drew Foster and everyone at UNI for having him be a national champ after 19 years.
Isn't that awesome? And he was not a state champion. He wins the national championship. I'm glad you called. And Dave is in Newton. Dave, are you ready for the women's NCAA tournament Sweet 16? Dave?
Setting his DVR at this moment.
Yeah. All right. Dave, you still there? All right, Dave, get some sleep. We'll get back to you later. Dave was not as ready as I hoped. So, again, Scott, just to reiterate for anybody who's joining us late, the Hawkeyes had one of the epic comebacks in NCAA tournament history, fell short in overtime. The Cyclones were surprisingly upset in the first round.
Women are doing well.
We have the Hawkeye women going to the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. We expect the Cyclone women to join them. We've got Kirkwood winning national championship. We have two national champions in wrestling. Yeah. All of that went on this weekend. And you did a commentary about Michael Bublé.
Suck it, Bublé.
That's going to do it for us. We are back next week. We hope you are, too. John Sears will be back.
We'll leave you with the sound-off send-off, the Thunder retired Nick Collison's number four, and the former sound-off co-host. Talks about Iowa Falls, great town.
You know, it seemed kind of far-fetched to be able to play in the NBA. They're just the best player in my school. Play Division II, and it just, like, I wanted to play for my high school team, and when you get older, you get emotional, man. It's like, it's cool to be, like, have those people back home knowing that they're watching, and it was just always important for me to, like, try to represent them.
And your football program, oh boy. I'm not just saying that. I know it wasn't him. It was a tough year. But Coach Frost is going to take this thing, maybe not next year, but the year after, you are going to be badasses. You know that. So suck on that, Iowa.
I'm glad we have one more moment for this. I think that might be the least, that might be the most surprising person I've ever heard attack Iowa.
It definitely
Michael
is.
Michael Bublé, suck on it, Iowa. I realize he's pandering,
oh,
but
definitely.
Still.
Poorly. And the thing there is, says Nebraska's going to be badasses, and we're supposed to suck on that? I don't even know if I follow that.
But he really punches the word. Is it suck? The word he punches?
So suck on that, Iowa. That's what he says. Yeah. Not me, not direct quote. I say, so suck on that, Bublé.
Yeah, and
that's my quote.
Just one
word. That becomes a gif.
How about where he's like, you know, maybe not this year or next year. Or 2 years from now, but eventually.
I mean, they were 4-8. So, I mean,
Nebraska,
they do have
eventually,
to go. We have to, I could keep going.
No, that's enough. I think you've done enough damage here tonight. We're back next week. Hope you'll join us then. Graham Bensinger is next with Steve-O.
Woo!
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.